on the live line with us is Dr. Shiroko Sokich of Heart to Heart Medical Center in Santa Rosa. Dr. Sokich, good morning. Welcome. I think that everybody in America should have a doctor attached to their hip today.
Oh, thank you.
A doctor, nice to meet you. A therapist, yeah. Maybe something like that. And I know that the subject that we're going to talk about is about disaster recovery and disasterrecoverysummit.com. First of all, tell us what that is.
It's an online event that is designed to help people recover from the traumas that happened as a result of not just disasters, but other sorts of traumatic life events. But particularly disasters, because what triggered me to do it was the fires here in Santa Rosa. And, you know, there are certain things that happen to people's health as a result of a disaster or as a result of a trauma. And I wanted to make the information for healing available easily and for free to people who needed it. And it seems that everybody has trauma these days. You know, every day there's something new that causes people to be injured or sick or in some way traumatized by life events. So
you sound like somebody who knows what you're talking about. Maybe a personal experience you had?
Well, many personal experiences, of course, but nothing ever as traumatic as the fires that happened here. That was maybe the most, you know, most significant in my face event. And what happened was that my office was shut down because we were in the evacuation zone, and
sure,
I wasn't able to help people in the way that I wanted to. And my staff, one of my employees was evacuated. The other had many people staying in her home who were displaced. And I found myself wanting to help people and kind of on my own, calling them from my cell phone, saying, here, what can I do? You know, finding out who had lost their homes, calling them, trying to help them, borrowing people's offices so I could see patients. And it was, and the amount of anguish that I felt and experienced in the pain of my patients and my community was so hard.
So describe,
I really just
to us,
to do something to help.
Well, this is what you've come up with, disasterrecoverysummit.com. Describe to us what you'll find at this online summit.
So there's 32 lectures and interviews actually, with some, about 21 of them are with me, and it's divided up into several segments. One is the physical effects of various traumas. So, you know, people who were in hurricanes, they will be affected by mold and the toxins in the waters. People who are in fires, there's the smoke damage and the heavy metals that people were exposed to, because fires release heavy metals into the atmosphere. So the physical elements of being in a major disaster and how to heal those. And then I wrote a little book that everybody who signs up will get, and it's a one page on every subject so that you have an outline of what to do in case you need it. And then the second section is the emotional, spiritual trauma, so the PTSD element, and all
that's a big one.
Dealing with that.
Yep. Yeah. That covers a lot of territory, Doctor, too, because doesn't matter, you know, what part of the disaster, you know, you experienced personally, and whether you experienced it just as a human being, whether you experienced it on the job for people who are working through, literally working through this disaster, it covers the gamut. Everybody is really vulnerable for that, aren't they?
Sure are. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's, breathing techniques, self-healing techniques, more complicated things like EMDR and EFT, sort of tapping, all kinds of tools. And there's a couple people who do online healing on some of the interviews. And then the third part is how to be prepared, you know, like things you could do that are simple that would get you to a place where you'd be more prepared. For example, my employee, when she was evacuated, no, she's here in Santa Rosa where things should be readily available, didn't have any cash, couldn't buy anything.
Yeah.
Get water, couldn't get food, couldn't get gas for their car, you know. And here we are in the middle of a place where everything is available. And for those days, barely could get a meal.
You know, it's because, funny, though, I you know, for a couple of years, I thought, you know, it probably is a good idea to have some cash on hand at the house just in case. And so I was pretty prepared in that regard. Do you think I thought about bringing that jar with me that night? No.
No.
Yeah. So the best laid plans sometimes in an emergent situation. But it sounds like instead of going to, I don't know how many segments are available on disasterrecoverysummit.com, but instead of going to dozens of lectures, you just sit at home, figure out which part of it you need, and then click on.
Yes. Well, they're all 32 lectures are available at no charge forever. So once you sign up for the event, it's yours and it will always be in your video library, including in the book. The little book that has all that information in writing is also part of the gift that you receive. So there is no charge. And the company called Health Talks Online produced the event for me as a gift to communities that are struggling in this way.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's been, it's an entirely charitable-based, nonprofit-based event.
And I'm assuming that rings true. I mean, I don't know how many entities you have involved with it. It looks like dozens of doctors and therapists and the like involved in this project.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody's doing it out of the goodness of their heart?
Yeah.
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 Amazing. Amazing. Well, I think it's a great idea, and one of the things that that certainly is going to be an ongoing issue with us, because the recovery, you're right, there are things we don't know yet when it comes to, you know, the physical after effects from the fires.
Yeah.
I think really, you know, that is just beginning to be studied, and that's a thing that will play itself out, you know, over the next several years, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing the patients that, you know, there's always the canaries, the people who get sick first, and people who are super sensitive to toxicity or who are super sensitive to environmental imbalances.
Yeah.
They're coming in already, you know, talking about how they're feeling terrible, and a lot of people haven't had time yet. They're still in the emotional trauma phase, you know, so there's so many, that's why this event is available forever, is there's so many levels of healing. You know, the final part I wanted to say is that I have a few interviews of people who have been through other disasters as stories of hope, so that, because part of the main reason I did this is I want people to know that healing happens and that there's hope.
Well, those are the best stories of all, because those, we feel that those are the people we can truly relate to and who could truly relate to us. They know what we're going through.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I would think that a lot of people's, a lot of therapists' phones would be ringing off the hook this for the last couple of days of this week because of this shooting in Florida and the traumatizing effect that it has, you know, on us as human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It keeps happening too.
Yeah. There seems to be no end in sight to it. That's for sure. So disasterrecoverysummit.com, it's available right now, and there's no expiration date, right?
It does actually. The access to it expires on February 19th, which is next Monday.
Okay, February 19th.
It'll be, but once you've signed up for it, it's yours forever. So all you have to do is sign up before the 19th, and it's yours.
Is there a cost involved at all?
No cost.
Okay, absolutely free. Just want to make sure everybody knows that part of it, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite the undertaking and done in a pretty expeditious manner. Dr. Sokic, I'm happy that you were here to tell us about that today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. Better healing to us all. That is Dr. Shiroko Sokic of Heart to Heart Medical Center in Santa Rosa, and this disasterrecoverysummit.com available until February 19th of this year. And a little free medical advice. Sure. Yeah, I'll take it. So anyway, you can just click on the website and choose the talk or the discussion or the subject matter that you wish for.